Everyone in the world has got a podcast. We started one just to make our friends laugh. I often wonder if we're on the right path. Now there's so many, it all seems a bit daft. Got a big neck, get yourself a big scarf. Your podcast stinks, go run yourself a big bath. We put this out just to make our friends laugh. Now everyone in the world has got a podcast.
Hi, I'm Joe Rogan, and I love Chat Hits the Fan. Nice and uplifting.
Whoa, thank you very much, Joe Rogan. Well, we listen to your podcast as well. It's nice and uplifting. What? Johnny dropped his phone.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
Oh, my God. What a great way to start the podcast. Don't let Joe Rogan hear that. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Chat Hits the Fan, the podcast where we chat until something hits the fan. We are just three normal men. That's all we are. Nothing special. There's nothing special about us. But I think you'll agree when you listen to the next hour of chat, something wonderful is going to happen. So here was with me this evening. On my left is Johnny.
We're hotter than a $2 pistol. The louder you scream, the faster we go.
And on my right is Greg.
Good evening, gents. I didn't think of anything to say this week, but I'm not going to go back to my old thing. I'm going to be doing song lyrics. Think of a song with love in the title.
Oh, you're not doing Victorian England Man?
Oh, I could do.
Good evening, gents.
Oh, then, yeah. Good evening, gents. I don't know why that's Victorian. That could be any time.
Love Hurts.
I suppose that's just a... Huh?
Song with love in the title. Love Hurts.
How does that go?
I don't know. What's that one that goes? Love changes.
Oh, yeah. Love changes everything.
Do that as the Victorian voice.
Yeah. Love changes everything.
That's the one. Keep that one.
Okay.
Oh, just a couple of announcements. So before we begin chatting this week and hitting the fan, you might have noticed the beginning was a little bit different. That's because these two guys are free-flowing this evening. Johnny's free-flowing and Greg's free-flowing.
Are we going on about? I'm always free-flowing. That doesn't sound right. I'm always free-flowing. I've got... There's nappies for that. Adult nappies.
That's you banned from the swimming pool.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing planned, nothing prepared, just whatever comes. So that is what I was going to say. And I did have something else to say, but I've totally forgotten it.
We're having a little Holly Bobs.
Oh, that's right. We're taking a break. Thank you for the reminder. And also, this is the last episode ever.
What?
No, it's the last. Sorry. And also, this is the last episode for about 10 days when Greg goes on sunny holiday.
That's
right. Hooray, hooray. Greg's on a holiday.
So Greg's going to Cyprus to catch crabs?
Hopefully.
Maybe he should have made a list.
Did you guys want to talk about the Apollo 10 and a half thing?
No? Nah, not
that's fine. No. As I say, you could read that film two different ways. So I mentioned it last week. Future Greg, you may have noticed I was talking about the films that Barry mentioned. I wanted to talk about them a bit more. And I talked about the film Apollo 10 and a half. And I said the Apollo 10 and a half, the title's because he was going on his own little mission. Apparently the kid was actually 10 and a half. I thought he was about 12. The kids all looked a bit older than I, they do. People in the past looked older, didn't they?
What's the point of Future Greg if he's not going to
I was just thinking Future Greg is going to be livid when he hears this, isn't he? I can't wait to hear what he's got to say about this.
That bit of Future Greg was more about me just, it's more of a feel, like what I felt about the film. That was the important thing. It wasn't the facts, that one. It was the facts about my feelings was the more important thing.
How many emails did we get in complaining about that?
None.
Oh, okay, cool.
Three comments on the WhatsApp group.
Well, yeah.
You could look at it either way. You could just say you could read it two different ways, that he's 10 and a half, but also I think the 10 and a half is because it's meant to be like an in-between mission, because it's a mission that no one knew about, much like the flaw in Being John Malkovich.
He thought that, but it wasn't.
The 9.5 flaw, whatever, is in Being John Malkovich.
Yeah, but it wasn't that, was it?
It was about him being
10 and a half.
That's how I saw it. That's how I read it. And you could read it that. You could see it that way. If at no point was it mentioned that the kid was 10 and a half, then the Apollo 10 and a half, the title, you would assume was the fake mission that he was imagining in his head.
And also,
because there was no Apollo 10 and a half, was it? That's the whole point.
No, there wasn't. Yeah. And also, it's about kids when they say, how old are you? And they go, I'm 10 and a half, because they want to be older. So they say, I'm 10 and a half, rather than I'm 10 or I'm 11.
It also makes sense because it was just before the Apollo 11. So that
could be
the way I thought about
it. It could be both.
That's what I thought. It could be both. So I wasn't right or wrong. Cut all this out.
I'm just glad you explained what rotoscoping was.
So you're a geek, so you know what it is, right?
No, okay. For people that don't know what it is.
Yeah, as I said, I ask your girlfriend, ask Izzy what rotoscoping is. She won't have a fucking clue. Neither Maxine. It sounds misogynistic. Okay, it sounds bad me saying that it's only women that don't seem to know what it is, but yeah, that's true. Women don't know what rotoscoping is. It's only women that don't know what rotoscoping is. So women listen to this podcast. So as I said...
They used to.
So I said Pip listens to this. She's a woman. And Lou's a woman. She listens to this. And Graham asked his girlfriend Lou if she knew what rotoscoping was. And she said, that sounds boring.
She listened to the podcast and didn't bring it up herself. He had to ask her.
No, I don't know if she's listened to that the latest episode yet.
Do you reckon she listens to Future
Greg? No, I doubt it. No, I think she only just listens to one episode on repeat just if she finds one particular thing funny. But I said to ask her anyway, and he said no. She said it sounds boring. So there you go. And I'm pretty sure if you ask quite a few people, they don't know what rotoscoping is. Just because you two do, because we both like the same films.
I think a more pertinent question would be to go up to, I don't know, say 100 people and say, do you want to know what rotoscoping is?
Well, I think as it was a big part of the film that I was talking about, you know what I mean? It's because I could have talked about it as if it was a normal film, but I think I had to mention the fact it was animated, and I couldn't mention the fact that it was just animated normally, because then they'd think it was like a Disney film or whatever. So I think I had to say it was rotoscoped. And then I had to explain what rotoscoping was, because
I didn't think there was anything wrong with it. I think it was perfect.
I think there's plenty of blokes out there as well that don't know this, but I reckon there's probably a couple of blokes who listen to this as well that don't know what rotoscoping is.
Well, they do now.
Very sexist or misogynistic of me to think that only girls don't know about techie, geeky stuff like that. Maybe, I don't know, I'm fucking boring.
So Barry, I was reading this week that a million seconds is 12 days and a billion seconds is 31 years. But how long did that feel just then? Talking about rotoscopes.
Rotoscoping! Because I did get really defensive. The reason I'm saying, talking about this, is because everyone did...
Everyone laughed at me.
After I did Future Greg, everyone did their own little voice messages, my brother, Barry and that, going... Greg from the future here. Just explain what rotoscoping is, because everyone knows what rotoscoping is, Greg. I was like, what? They don't. That's why. Just because you do. I went for another swim today.
Oh yeah.
Oh, good for you.
I had a workout and a swim though.
Oh, nice.
No laziness today. Did a workout first. I was like, I'll do a workout and I'll do 40 sets of 25 meters in the pool.
Oh, that old chestnut from last week. Yeah. He's bringing it back.
I can't say 40 this, legs. Yeah,
love this show, man. All the callbacks and the shit we talk about.
Yeah. Anyway, I've got a much better procedure now for going in and swimming and without changing. You just don't change. You just go in your swimming shorts. So you just go down there, no socks, no pants, no socks. Just go down there in your swimming shorts, T-shirt, just trainers, your towel in a bag, walk straight in, woo, just whip the T-shirt off, whip your trainers off, bang, just chuck them down by the side of the pool, jump straight in the pool, jump out, rub yourself down quickly, pop your T-shirt, your trainers back on, whee, you're out of there. And then as you're cycling down the road, you get a breeze coming up for your shorts, and it's fucking cold. I know, but then it sort of dries them out a bit on the way back as well. But I mean, that's only because the sun was kind of out. But it wasn't actually that warm today.
It was cold.
It really was.
Is this going in the screenplay?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Greg's swimming life hacks.
It's
good, yeah.
Do you through the changing rooms going, I'm not looking?
Yeah. But that's because that was my plan for the summertime when it's really hot, just to walk down there in my flip-flops. Just with a towel around my shoulders and then just walk in,
I'm looking forward to those 3 days as well.
Yeah, those 3 days in the summer.
Like one of those girls you see up the town that's walking around in those furry slippers somehow, even when it's raining.
Yeah.
Oh, we haven't told anyone we're having a break, did we say? Because you're going on holiday, Greg.
Yes, so, I mean, yeah, I mentioned on Future if anyone
Maybe talk about that.
Yeah, if anyone got that far last week and heard me say that I'm going on holiday, well, yes, I'm going on holiday this Monday. So this episode, and these two guys just can't do a show without me, so... you know, they're going to wait for me to get back before we do another show. I did suggest they do one, but you're not up for it, are you? So, so we'll be back on the night. So you'll miss a week. So there'll be a week gap, more than, a fortnight gap, rather than a normal week gap.
Like half term.
Yeah. between the next episode.
Oh,
between
man.
This episode. This episode's going to be out as normal. The next episode will be
a
fortnight.
Give them
late.
A chance to go back over old episodes.
Yeah, catch up.
Have a catch up. It'll be like American movie.
But yeah, we decided to go on holiday at the drop of a hat, just gone, oh, no, let's go, mates, yeah, arranged it. Well, we're going to Cyprus, and I've been to Cyprus before. But last time I went to Cyprus was 16 years ago, and that was with my then girlfriend.
Tourists so go home. Do you want all tourists to go home? No, just these three.
I went to the only thing last time I went.
For interrupting you there.
Yeah, last time I went was with my girlfriend, and we went to Iron Apa. And
Napa,
that was
Napa, Napa.
Yeah, but Iron Apa's not really the place to go with your girlfriend because
there's
all these fucking girls there.
It's on, like taking a sandwich to a restaurant.
18-30 holidays or whatever, and really. I liked my girlfriend everything at the time, but I couldn't help but think, would this be a better holiday with the lads? I think probably, yeah. But now we're probably going to like a lovers' resort now, and I'm with the lads, so yeah. Well, I say with the lads. I'm with my mate Crow and our other friend Richard, who happens to be gay. And we're thinking, right? We've never been on holiday with a gay bloke before. We've usually gone with like lads, whatever. But and we're thinking we're going to clean up with the ladies because we're thinking, yeah, the gay guy, we can get Richard to go out and be like, hey girls.
Well, like when you've got a dog, a dog walking in the park, all the women come and chat to you.
But I'm not sure if that's actually true, whether that's going to work that well.
Not
I think
if it's a couple's resort.
No, I don't think it's not a couple's resort. I was just saying that that'd be ironic if now I'm with the lads, where it ends up being a couple's thing and not like, because we're not going to Iron Apa, we're going to Paphos. I think that's where everyone goes.
Paphos.
Mm. Mm.
Another podcast,
but yeah, but it looks nice. It looks. There's some pictures of where it looks nice, blue waters and stuff, and
yeah, they do that.
Those pictures sound well nice.
It's all Photoshop.
Where can I see them?
Well, I'm going to take some myself with my drone, and you'll be able to see them on Instagram or something like that. I imagine when I come back.
Apparently, all the water's full of sewage, like in England.
You're a very sarcastic little man, aren't you? Is that because you don't like going away? Is that because you don't like going on holiday yourself? And you couldn't give a fuck.
Do you think he's
holidays?
Allowed to
well,
go away?
Well, I'm thinking maybe someone should ask me what I've been doing this week. No one ever asked me what I've been doing.
Well, not planning a fucking holiday, I know that
or
much.
What's been happening with me?
Well, you don't normally do that halfway through someone answering a question you just asked them. No, you don't do that.
What's the question?
You asked him what he's doing on holiday.
Yeah. But, well, it doesn't matter.
We
don't know yet. I did think, I looked at the weather, right? I looked at the weather yesterday or the day before, and it said... And it looks really fucking, it was like 34, 35. I was like, fucking hell, whoa, it's going to get tanned, yeah. And then I looked at the day that we actually arrived and it said like thunderstorms. I was like, what? So it's like 35, sunny all the way up. And then fucking the weather seemed to drop. But I looked at it again today and now that seems to have shifted. So the thunderstorms moved up to Friday and it seems to be really like scorchio or whatever.
Museum guy or beach guy?
I don't know what museums there are. There's probably quite a few museums in Cyprus, but
not
I'm not
tour
really...
guy. I mean, maybe yeah, not
I
museums.
Know. I don't know what the area is. I know fuck all about Paphos. I'm just looking for a bit of sun. I haven't been on a summer holiday.
Beach guy then.
Huh?
Beach guy then.
Yeah, I'm a beach guy over a museum guy. Yeah, of course I am. I guess you're a museum guy because you wear jumpers in the sun. You wear like
why are you always so horrible?
You wear
to me?
Scratchy knitwear in the sun.
Why does no one ever ask me about my week?
We will do in a minute. So, yeah. But when you go on holiday, do you try and learn the local lingo or do you use English holiday sign language?
The fuck do they speak in sort of like Greek? In it, they
hold
speak
up,
Greek.
Hold
in.
Up two fingers and go two biros.
Yeah, two biros, please us. Stavros, do they just speak Greek in Cyprus?
I imagine they'll speak English.
Yeah, no, they do. I mean, I've been there before, and most of them, obviously, they've learnt the fucking coins. But but no, I do they speak Greek?
It's all Greek to me,
no,
mate.
I know why that's, but and you know why that is. You know why they say it's all Greek to me, don't you?
No, tell me.
Well, no, I've got my theory, because I know you came up with one, but I poo-pooed it, because I think my theory is better. Because the...
I can't remember what my theory was.
I know, me either, I can't remember what your one was, but it's not that I poo-pooed it, I just said, oh, no, I think it's this. Anyway, but you know, there's a language wheel, right? And you've got all different types of languages. So our language, English, is Germanic, and so is all the... I think all the Scandinavian languages are kind of Germanic as well. So that's why there's lots of similarities between our language, say the Dutch as well, stuff like that. Anyway, then you've got the Latin languages, where you've got your French, your Spanish, Italian. They're all linked together. You've got your Sanskrit languages. So you've got your Hindu, your Islam, Hindu, Urdu, and all them. They're all covered by Sanskrit. But then alone on the language wheel is Greek. Literally, that's the only one, I think, that's not linked to any other language. So you've got your Asian languages, obviously, as well. They're all linked together. Korean, Japanese, Chinese, etc. But yeah, but the Greek's just all on its own. So I assume that's why people say it's all Greek to me because it's a weird language that sort of sits there on its own, not linked to any others.
I had a little message from Future Juan, and he said, in Cyprus, they speak Greek and Turkish.
Oh, it's, yeah, I thought it was a mixture of the two, isn't it? That's right, yeah. Because, yeah. That's right, I remember now.
Although around 2.7% of each also speak the minority languages, of Armenian and Arabic.
Oh, yeah, Arabic, yeah, I suppose, yeah.
Gonna have to get that Duolingo out before you go.
No, I won't. As you say, what's the point in trying to learn
You've
Greek?
Got 3 days to learn Arabic.
I'm gonna learn Greek, Arabic, and Turkish.
Got to cram.
No, I think I'll just do.
We don't want to see
Biros, please us.
You don't want to see him in plane.
Yeah, and my phone as well. I'm just gonna shut. Yeah,
fuck Google me. Translate.
Last minute,
Translate wasn't as hot as in 2008. I don't think Google. You know what I mean, Google. Was it even Google Translate in 2008?
2008, mate. It didn't.
Was
exist.
It even Google Translate in 2008?
No, there wasn't.
No, exactly. That's what I'm saying. So I'm all over it this time, bro.
You know that.
Facebook was out, that's all I know.
Apologies, last minute Holidos Stavros.
That's a good point, actually. Facebook had only been out a year then. I mean, no, it's for us to use over
2007
here.
2007 I joined it.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. So 2008, so that's a year, yeah.
But it came out in 2004, didn't it?
Yeah, over in social
over
network.
In Germany.
In social network land.
So what have you been up to then, Barry?
Right, okay, well, exciting stuff for me this week. As you know, I always like to tell you about what's been going on with the world of movies. And I think that's why Greg doesn't like to talk about it. He likes to overshoot it with stories about stuff that's not going to happen.
I think you'll find I've been listening very intently on all your film stories. And I've believed every word and I've gone along with it all.
Right, anyway.
And I'm happy for you.
He thinks I'm like the woman at a baby reindeer. Or the guy. Or the guy's puking in the cat food bar with a finger up his bum. Anyway,
people might not have watched it, Barry.
I was on the set of, I can't give you too much away, but a certain CN's new movie, and we're doing a scene, and he was shooting the scene, and I was something wasn't sitting right with me, the way he was laying it out. I know he knows his stuff. Christopher Nolan, by the way, for anyone listening, doesn't know.
Yeah. Oh, right.
But yeah. If you haven't been listening, you know that I got spotted, and I've been working on films, whatever. And I was like, Chris, I think maybe she should stand there, and he should, rather than walk in that way, he should walk through the other door. Everyone, silence. Everyone just didn't know what to say.
Oh, wow.
He looked for a minute.
Drop.
He what?
Yeah,
of course.
Drop.
Yeah. He looked for a moment and he goes, try it. Right, okay. So they tried it. He walked in the other door, she went the way. And everyone was like, fuck. And I was a little bit nervous. And he goes, I like it. And I was like, fucking hell. So that wasn't it. I was like, Jesus Christ, man. I can tell my friends I basically directed a scene by Christopher Nolan. But that wasn't it.
Are you going to get director credit for that scene?
No. Of course I won't. But that's not what happened. You know, have you heard of a director? I think you have, because I think you've seen a couple of films. Denis Villeneuve, is it Villeneuve?
Denis.
Yeah, Denis Villeneuve. June. Arrival, June, all
those
films. Prisoners. So
Blade Runner
2049. So he was on set to see Chris, and basically he saw me. I got this tap on my shoulder. I'm still at Craft. Mm-hmm. This tap, I turn around. He goes, oh. I go, yeah. And he goes, I see the way you direct that scene. I go, okay, yeah. He goes, would you like to second assistant June 3? I'm like, what? Second assistant director on June 3 from one scene by Nolan.
Wow.
And then he goes, oh, I'm so struggling. And I go, what are you struggling with, Den?
Quite a prodigious talent.
Well, hopefully. He goes, I'm struggling. The title, June 3. So that's what I've been stumped with all week, trying to think of the title for June 3.
God, you're jammy, isn't
the
you?
The Junening.
I was thinking of Spice World.
Why don't you just have the word June, but have the E as a 3? Like the E backwards.
I think they've already planned doing that.
Sorry, well, mate. I bet they do it now.
Oh, maybe they haven't.
I love the way you talk about, I think they've already planned doing it, when you're not actually in the know and don't
He's
know
not even involved.
Oh, come on, man, don't rub my face just because you're rubbing with a big wig's mouth.
It's funny as fuck.
Oh, man.
Me and Dan and Chris have a right laugh about you.
I bet you do.
If you turn an E around the other way, it does look like a 3, doesn't it? Like, like expend four balls.
But I'm the one who's trying to get into movies. I'm writing my screenplays and stuff.
Talking of screenplays and Tomias, last week, if anyone listened to last week's episode, which I hope you did, we discussed filming our new Tomia episode, and Johnny said, oh, I can't give you a date. But this week, Johnny's dropping a date so Greg can get on the screenplay when he gets back from his holiday.
And Johnny can buy those mics.
Johnny, what's the date? May, June, July?
Well, when he's back in May, I mean, you'll have to... the script will have to be written for me to give you a date to start doing it.
He's not I'll be writing it on holiday. Yeah, my downtime holiday. Because if those thunderstorms do come, then we're going to have to sat inside drinking and shit. And I might not drink. Maybe I'll just sit there and write a screenplay.
A lot of writers do just sit there and drink and shit.
Yeah. Yeah, to be fair, that's when most of the best writing gets done. That's when all my creative shit gets done, is when I'm drunk, mostly.
It's just the depression when you read it back.
Well, have you got
it,
any you can read out now?
What's that?
Stuff that you've written when you're drunk, perhaps?
Tommy, the stuff. Well, my music.
Oh, music.
I've written most of my... Right. No, the music part I have, not the lyrics, but the music I come up with when I'm drunk.
Whoa.
Yeah, so there you go.
Like Taylor Swift.
Yeah, it's just what she does. Yep, me and Tay Tay, we've got something.
She gets absolutely hammered and just slags off her boyfriends.
Nice. Oh, yeah, I mean, I know that. I mean, I've listened to her music. Yeah. Hopefully me and Tay Tay will do a collab one day. Just got to get that TikTok video out there I'm working on.
Quite Greg heavy, this one, isn't it?
It was quite you heavy last week. But I cleared that up by putting a 20-minute segment of me at the end. But before that, it was actually quite a nice... I think you had the most airtime on that one. Where it is usually me. Usually it's me, and then you guys make up the other part. Like, yeah.
I didn't mean
it's half
that.
Half of me and half
I
of
like
you.
Your stuff.
No, yeah.
I'd like to remind us of what we call today privatisation of common resources, an old story, as I sing to you or read to you this public protest song from 17th century England called The Goose and the Common. The law locks up the man or woman who steals the goose from off the common, but leaves the greater villain loose who steals the common from off the goose. The law demands that when we atone, when we take things we do not own, but leaves lords and ladies fine, who takes things that are yours and mine. The poor and the wretched don't escape if they conspire the law to break. This must be so, but they endure, those who conspire to make the law. The law looks up the man or woman who steals the goose. Oh, etc., etc., it goes on.
What's that about AI?
No, that wasn't AI. That was a proper...
No, is it about AI now?
Is that like a...
It's about everything, isn't it?
It's like counting changes. Sheep, isn't it? Is that they used to send kids to sleep with? Like...
I think what
I'm
is...
sorry, are you saying that sent you to sleep?
I mean,
that was boring.
Sorry.
I think I've read it before, and it's about the fact that the upper classes can steal common land from the peasants and the serfs. Basically, like AI is doing the jobs now. Just... Are we modern Luddites, or are we just suffering like the workers always do? That's what I always say.
You always say that, don't you?
Yep.
Right, do your best advert for the Bounty Chocolate Bar. If you were going to do an advert for Bounty Chocolate Bar just off the cuff, go Greg now.
While I'm without it, try a little tenderness. Motherfucker, yeah.
You didn't have to do that motherfucker bit. Oh, really? It was good before you did that. Oh, Johnny, go now.
I'll take that out.
Buy Bounty bars. They're not racist.
Mine. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. A taste of paradise bounty. That's mine. Okay, go.
We'll put them all together for the ultimate advert.
While I'm without it, try a little tenderness.
A taste of paradise bounty.
Buy Bounty bars. They're not racist.
Motherfucker, yeah.
Did you hear about the Pudsey scammer who stole £500,000 from the children in need? There's a BBC Sounds show about it, because he dressed up as Pudsey Bear with a gang and said it was all going to charity, but they were just taking the money and he was buying cars and houses and holidays. And
what did he do with the gang?
What did he do with the gang?
Why did he need a gang if he was dressed up as Pudsey
Bear? I don't know, because I was splitting the money and I think it looked more genuine. Isn't it funny how you listen to a podcast and remember nothing you heard about it at all, apart from that he took that money? Or was that just me? Probably.
Yeah, just
me.
I don't think he'd need a gang.
No, he wouldn't. He probably could do it on his own.
I was listening to a podcast on the way over here, and they're talking about how weird men are. And one of the bits they spoke about apparently was in the paper today, about they found a note attached to a park bench, and it said, "This is for women only. If you're single, come here tomorrow, 8:30 in the morning. I will walk past. If I like the look of you, I will say to you, good morning. To which you reply, what's the time? And if I like the look of you, I'll say, it's time you got fingered."
And did that happen? Did someone do it?
Impossible to know. They only found the note, apparently.
Oh, last week I realised I haven't really got very good chat.
Oh, you just realised?
Yeah. So it might not be a good idea for me to do a podcast. Maybe a break would be good for me for a bit.
Well, yeah, you can think of some things to talk about.
What are you going to do on your break?
Well, I'm going to practice my Take That, because I'm really going to try and get, you know, Back for Good. I really want to get sing that to a really high level. I know all the lyrics as well.
When you say high level, do you mean like soprano?
No, so yeah, so it sounds good, basically. Because I've been invited to a party with Chris and Denny, and I just want to, as my centrepiece.
Want you back for good.
Which one of Take That would you be?
Probably Jason Orange.
Yeah, I reckon you've got about like Jason you? About you.
What about you?
He's more of a Howard. Who's the most weird
you are Howard,
one?
Definitely.
Well, I've met Howard.
Oh, great. Johnny's met the big leagues.
I think I'm Barlow. I've got to be Barlow. So I'm, like, I'm the most...
Johnny's Robbie.
I'm the most musically
I'm
talented.
Don't be Robbie. The funny
one. Nah,
I'm Robbie.
Nah, Johnny's more Robbie, yeah. I think he'd be Robbie.
I'm
more Barlow.
One.
Barlow's a talented one.
He's the one that was getting diddled by the manager, isn't he?
Who, Robbie? Yeah.
Yeah.
No, Gary.
What?
He found him on a holiday resort playing on a keyboard.
Oh, right.
So if you went to a burger, like a gourmet burger or a burger place, and you know like how you have the burger with the stick through it?
Yeah.
And it's like all puffed up and nice, the bun's nice and puffed up. If somebody, like, you could see someone put their fists on the burger and like squashed it down to hold it all together. So when it came out, it went like flat, up in a hump, then flat again.
So it looked like they'd punched it?
Yeah, basically, like squished it.
Yeah.
Would you eat that or would you say, oh, can I have another one,
I'd
please?
Say that's been made with passion. Mmm, a punchy burger.
Smash burgers, they call them now. Yeah. Do you think anyone's ever lost an eye by not taking the stick out? You bend down to eat your burger, you could have an eye out with that thing. That's crazy kid.
That is a good point. I'll give you an eye story while you're saying that.
Yeah, if you only had one eye already, or you could only see through one eye, then your depth perception's bad, isn't it? And you could lean down and go, oh, that's a nice burger.
Or you might not see the stick.
And then you lose your other eye.
So every week at college, our tutor tells us a new story about an injury he's had, and the one I told you where he electrocuted himself, do you remember the gold chain on the router? Where he was wearing a gold chain and he had a router that was plugged into the mains and hung over it. It sparked, hit the gold chain with a ring on it, and he was stuck to it, going,
oh, nice.
And his fillings were melting.
That's quite a nice
and
new
he
one.
Was, he was trying to be hit with a broom by his nephew, and then his nephew turned it off.
Yeah, turn the power off.
And exactly. He was going, turn it off, like that. I told you, you laughed last time.
Little reverb.
Anyway, the other story he told me this week was, he was doing the last job, doing a bit of plumbing, and he had a copper pipe. And he just finished cutting the copper pipes. It's really sharp on the edges.
Yeah, yeah.
He dropped it. It bounced up and went in his eye, like the middle of his eyeball.
Oh, nice.
And it was hanging. And then, like, he pulled it out. He thought, well, I'll carry on this job. He carried on the job. And he was like, his eye was going all red, obviously bleeding. He went straight to the hospital after he'd finished it. And then the doctor said,
you need
stitches on your cornea because you've ripped it off. And then he had to wear an eye patch for 6 weeks and it went all different colours. And that's the guy that's teaching us.
The
eye patch.
Well, they do say if you can't do without fucking hurting yourself, then go and teach other people and then tell them the story so hopefully that they don't fucking hurt themselves.
If you had to have an eye patch, would you get like the standard one or would you get a cool one like people did when they got bored of the pandemic?
Aren't all eye patches cool? You'd have to get one. I mean, you'd be pretty hard pressed.
Maybe
to
one with a feather.
I mean, all you really need is a black one, isn't it, to be cool?
Like Nick Fury.
I mean, if you start fucking around with the colours, then it's non cool. I think the only cool eye patch is just a straightforward black one, isn't it? I don't know. You could probably get ornate little fucking things on it. It could be black and then have little shit stitched into it and stuff.
Hope Gabrielle's not listening to this.
Oh shit, she's probably got a nice fancy
one. Dreams can come true.
She had loads of them.
Oh okay, yeah.
Look at me, babe. I'm under you.
What the fuck was wrong with her eye?
Nothing.
Lazy eye,
thing.
I think.
It was just lazy.
Nick Fury's missus.
Because at one point she just had it covered with her hair, didn't she?
Romesh should have done it. If I was Romesh Ranganathan, I would have done that. Then he does jokes about it, doesn't it? That's half his act, isn't it, I suppose, talking about his eye. And Russell Howard.
Well, now he's lost all that weight. He's just got the eye thing now, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Why would he wear an eye patch if he can see out of it?
Huh?
He can see out of that eye, can't he?
Yeah.
Romesh.
But so I mean, because Gabrielle, Gabrielle covered hers up.
But is it because she can't see out of it?
I don't know. He said it was because it's lazy.
I thought it was because she had a lazy eye.
Can lazy eyes not see?
Yeah.
Oh,
but I think it was...
But it's probably really distracting. Maybe hers looks really far the other way. And, you know, because Romesh is only slightly off, isn't it? And Russell Howard's is like slightly off. But, yeah. But hers is probably way off. And then, yeah, it would be distracting, I suppose.
The real reason singer Gabrielle always covers one eye as she appears on BBC following tour announcement. Right, let's have a look.
Thank you for this, by the way.
Zhu 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 is Ben from the future.
Thank you.
The condition Gabrielle lives with is ptosis. P-T-O-S-I-S. Is when one or both upper eyelids droop over a person's eye and can result in restricted or blocked vision.
I assume that's a silent P then, isn't it? I'd imagine that's a silent P. Do you say PT?
Yeah, maybe. It would be ptosis. She spoke out of it. It says it's a comfort blanket. Johnny, is yours any better? Your other answer than mine?
Still going through it. They're talking about she was famous for the song Dreams.
No shit.
She's been doing other stuff. Something about the Lighthouse Family. She was on the Graham Norton Show. And as always, her right eye was covered.
Just waiting for those Beanie Babies to go back up in price.
The singer is known for always cleverly masking her eye with items like sunglasses, an eye patch, a hat, or her hair. But why does she do it?
No one knows. Dreams can come true. I always cover one of my eyes. I don't know what's wrong with it. No one will tell me.
Well, that leads us nicely to our quiz this week called the Lynx Deodorant Quiz, where I give you a Lynx deodorant and you tell me the year it came out.
Oh, can't wait.
We have got, here we go. Din, din, din. Java.
A variant
named after the island of Indonesia.
I'm going to say 1991.
Johnny.
92.
1990.
Went the wrong way. I was going to say 90 as well. That's fucked up. I should have stopped.
I was going to say 90 or 92.
Yeah, because I started wearing it in about 92, but it must have come out a bit before that, so I was just going back. Yeah. Anyway.
Apollo.
That's later. That's got to be 95, 96. No, later. No, 95, 6, 96.
What do you do with all the empties? You take them back and get a few quid?
He keeps them on his shelf. On his shelf, like a display.
96.
That's why he knows all these dates. So he's 96. So passionate about it. 96. That's why I'm doing this quiz.
My mate Kish used to collect
98.
Coke bottles. I thought it was later. Fuck.
He used to collect Coke bottles and Coke cans, and he used to have them all around his room. And then one day when he went downstairs to do something, he always used to take ages. So I put all his Coke bottles and Coke cans in his trainer boxes, and he never noticed.
I was going to go 90 before, and I was going to go 98 then, but for some reason I went back 2 years.
Oriental, Orient, or Dark Oriental?
Right, I'm going 90 because that was out at the same time as Java, so I'm saying 1990 with that.
Has that been discontinued due to the?
Oh, it shouldn't be. Oriental was my favourite. 1990.
1990, Johnny, do you want to guess?
1991.
1987.
Oh, even earlier, I should have known. Yeah, I thought Java came out after.
Amber or Musk? Moschus in Germany or Spice, but Amber is the main name. Lynx Amber.
Amber, 92.
They can't have that in prison anymore, can they?
What, Amber or Spice?
Spice, yeah.
No. Johnny, do you want one more guess, the last one?
Oh, I've never really used Lynx.
Yes, you do, you liar.
Nah. 1985.
Oh, fuck it.
But it was also the first Lynx from 1983. It started in 1993.
There's loads like Tempest, Nevada, stuff like that. They all came out of early 90s as well.
If anyone wants to play that quiz at home, great quiz to play. Just Oriental, look up Axe on Wikipedia.
Oriental, Java, Tempest, Nevada. Oh, that rhymes. Oriental, Java, Tempest, Nevada.
Yeah, that's how you remember them, isn't it?
That's, yeah,
for your collection.
That's how you remember the good smells.
When are you going to your Lynx con?
Oh, it's July, I think.
Is it held sponsored by CEX?
Yeah.
Do they because when you go to these conventions, they recreate or they make scenes that you can take pictures or TikTok in front of. Do you reckon at the Lynx Con they do like a teenager's changing room?
Well, we'll find out in July.
Yeah. And everyone's got those big Wilson bags.
Lynx them on. That's why he's going to Cyprus.
Yeah. Everyone's got big head bags. So.
Yeah, big head.
He's playing that game on his phone where you have to catch Lynx sprays. So you're going to Cyprus,
yeah,
for Lynx 2024.
I do miss those old scents, but now, I don't understand why they Lynx Musk, whatever it was. Yeah, that was the worst. Then they replaced it with Lynx Africa, so it's like that's the one, the BO smelling one. Musk, because people say, ooh, a little bit of a musk on, because you've got BO. Why would you make a deodorant that smells like BO?
Because a lot of teenage boys don't shower and just put more Lynx on.
Mm. So so for some reason Lynx Africa they made that's the worst one, but that's the one they push and they sell everywhere and they've done away with all the bring back Oriental, bring back Java, bring back Tempest.
I sound like an old Africa boomer.
Africa is a continent. Africa is a people. Lovely stuff, but not the bloody deodorant.
So it'd be sort of like, you know when Walkers bring back an old flavour just for a couple of months, or they bring out like a new flavour for a month. They could do that with Lynx, couldn't they?
Lynx St. George.
Yeah. So if you were going to go to LynxCon dressed up smart, would you wear a tie but put the thin side down and maybe, or maybe just have a big knot or maybe just a tiny bit of tie?
You'd wear a neon tie.
I'd get people to write all over my shirt.
And a round sort of, you'd wear old school Lynx caps, the round ones, the really big round cap on your head. So you're like an old school Lynx can.
Yeah.
Because you know Lynx is also a type of big cat.
Fucking squeezing this one, juicing it.
Come on, boys. It's more Lynx axe. Where's it called axe?
In America, is it, other countries.
Yeah. Bit like how Astras are called opals.
Do your best. Let's move on from Lynx.
In Ireland. I was going to say, Vauxhalls are called opals, aren't they?
And then they changed them to Starburst.
Hey, woo! Hey, now we're cooking. Oh, those jokes are going thick and fast. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. Oh, fucked it.
Oh, Conor McGregor, he's in the new Popeye the Sailor Man film, isn't he?
Oh, that would make sense.
Yeah, the first one bombed. This one won't, I'm sure of it.
It's me, Conor McGregor. Robin and Williams. And I'm Popeye.
Wasn't it Robin Williams in the first one?
Would you touch his bread?
I'm fucking Popeye.
Conor McGregor making a sandwich and you touch his bread.
You touch my bread, I'm fucking Popeye.
Bluto, you'll do nothing.
Take that, you bollocks, yeah.
We could do a Popeye podcast. And then we can start talking about Conor McGregor being Popeye.
Yeah. Well, I think we just did. I think that we juiced that as well.
Hey, do you at a party telling people you do a podcast?
So just do me at a party, you mean?
Zing.
That's a good one. Let's talk about Colin Murray on Countdown with Rachel Riley.
Oh, God. Yeah, we already did.
No, we haven't. You talked to me about it.
Oh, did I? Okay, yeah.
You had a bone to pick about it. So tell the listeners what you want to say about it.
I saw it today, and I didn't like him.
He's kind of embarrassing when he's talking to everyone. You just get the sense that everyone can't wait for him to shut the fuck up and then for Jimmy to come in and they do the late night one. he's really trying to think it's the same audience.
Isn't
it, guys? Like, we're doing Rachel, don't we? We always have a good time, don't we, Rachel? And she's like, yeah, whatever, Colin. Yeah.
Did you see it today? Like,
No. But
today they had you know, they do the anagram to go to the break.
Yeah, yeah.
It was
Tea Time Caesar.
It was talking about, it's a blockbuster and blockbust or something, and it was something about blockbuster. I can't remember if it was Rewind.
Oh, tell me, because I might get it.
I can't remember. But it came back, and he was going, "Oh, look, you know, blockbuster. I remember blockbuster. I used to love
blockbuster."
And then he was going, "Look how young." There was a contestant was quite young. She goes, "She won't even know what we're talking about.
You won't even know what we're talking about, will you, young girl, young lassie there?"
Back when we wanted to watch a film, we had to go, and there were two types. There were VHS and Betamax, and then we had to go in. Oh, she's not interested. Yeah. And then he started going on about, I came from a small village. So
he's always trying to do a stand-up routine.
Yeah, he goes, you could take out a film for 2 days, and when I really wanted to watch a film, and I went there, and they didn't have it, and it was a small village, and I said, who's taking this film out? And they would say, and I'd go around and knock on his door and go, give me Jaws 3! And then there was Les Dennis.
And none of them buying the bits, are they? They're all looking at him like, oh. Because he's expecting them to be like, like Rachel do a little bit of a titter and be like, yeah. Oh, like Jimmy Carr.
Yeah. But then he was going, oh, I'm so old. And they were all just looking at him. And then it was Les Dennis in Dictionary Corner. And he said, the worst thing was when they don't rewind them. And he got a similar response.
Yeah. It's bad when there's like no one funny on there at all. But as to Colin Murray, I feel sorry for him because I don't actually mind him that much. I just find it strange that everyone else hates him. Like, it seems that there must be something else. He must have done something. I don't know. Or they just think he's really, and they don't care. They don't particularly like him, and they're not even bothered about pretending to like him or like, you know,
I don't hate him unless I can see him or hear him.
It's not like, yeah, but the episode that would, I mean, it said it all anyway, because it made it clear if you didn't know that she preferred 8 out of 10 Cats Does Countdown or just preferred Jimmy Carr, then she made it quite clear when Colin came in one day. He's obviously been chatting to her a bit and thinks their friendship's up to a point where they're like, oh, well, I can get away with it. I can ask her these questions. And came on and was like, so I know you do the show with me, but you do the show with Jimmy as well. And I just want to ask you, like, so which out of the two of us, you know, I mean, you're friends with both of us. Like, if you were in a pinch, if, say, I can't remember what the hypothetical was, but he did about three of them. And he goes, so say you're waiting at a train start and you missed your train and you needed to call someone up to come and give you a lift. And she'd be like, Jimmy, straight away. She'd straight away, like, no hesitation, to Jimmy. He's like, okay, forget that then. What about if you're stuck somewhere when an only a Northern Irish man that, whose name was Colin Murray could help you out. And she said, still Jimmy. And he's like, for fuck's sake. Every single hypothetical he came up, she's just like, still Jimmy. And I just thought, oh, Colin, just give up. You haven't thought this through. I don't think your friendship's quite as good as you thought it was before you did this bit. Now I think he knows, so I don't think he's ever going to do a bit like that again. But ever since then, it just seems that he's always trying to do these chirpy little bits. And then Rachel's just like, yeah, yeah. And Susie, they're all
leave that to the people that can do it later at night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I mean, yeah, I don't know, but I don't mind his little bit, like, because if I was there, I'd be like, oh yeah, I get what you're talking about, Colin. But just no one else. It's either you've got to be full comedy or just Des Lynam it and just go like or whatever, and Richard Whiteley into it, and just be a bumbly countdown. People are just meant to be sort of bumbly. Move on to the next. You know, Richard Whiteley was the ultimate countdown guy. He's just like, oh, and that was, what, nice numbers there. Movie Rachel, what have you been doing recently?
Carol.
Huh?
Carol.
Oh, no, Carol. Sorry, did he ever see Rachel? Did he ever speak to Rachel?
I don't think so.
No, Rachel never did. No, he never did Rachel, did he? Ugh, so to speak.
Oh, I think a slightly sedated Giles Brandreth would be a good presenter.
Oh, yeah, no. See, I think, I think he'd be quite good. Yeah, yeah, I think. He would be, but then
Stephen
again, he's more of a dictionary corner
exactly,
guy, though.
But I mean,
that's what I mean.
Slightly sedate him, and he would be.
I think, or, yeah, he's too much. He'll be too much for that.
Brian Blessed would be too much.
Roiland Clark.
Nah, again, he's going to be a bit too much.
Jeff Brazier.
Yeah, I don't know. He's kind of like
talking about
Alan Titchmarsh would be good because I imagine.
Yes, Alan Titchmarsh. He's quite.
Yes, Alan Titchmarsh.
He's more like, let's do it.
Yeah, but he's quite right wing like Rachel, so they'd get on.
So,
yeah.
Talking of Jimmy Carr, I watched a little bit of the Netflix thing. And was it the main theatre in Aylesbury you went to see him in with the wooden bits on the wall?
Yeah, on the side.
I thought, because I could see all the wooden bits.
Yeah, so the Netflix thing is actually Aylesbury?
Yes.
Yeah, oh, right, Aylesbury theatre, main theatre.
But they did two shows, one in the day and one in the evening, and edited them together.
All right, because I was just listening to him. He's on Marc Maron and talking, and Maron was talking about his special. So that's weird. It's in Aylesbury. Yeah.
The bit where he says he taught a young man about sexuality in a really good way.
Yeah.
That was in the evening. I saw that happen.
All right.
I haven't seen him for a long time, and he's changed the way he does the jokes now, because he'll do a joke, and then his eyes, that bloke wrote about it in the Guardian, whatever, sponsor, but then I watched it and thought, well, he's probably normal, but yeah, his eyes, he looks around really quick, as if to say, like, he does a joke and then goes, oh, and it's like, what the fuck,
man? He was doing
a
lot about cancel culture.
These people are all paid to watch you, they don't care.
Because he said to Maron that he's trying to do some longer bits. Because Maron just sees him as a straight up joke man, like joke guy, gag sort of thing. But then he did know, like Jimmy said, he's trying to get out of his comfort zone and do. Because he likes comics.
Does he do longer bits in that one then?
Yeah, because he likes people who do longer bits. He came up liking people like Richard Pryor or whatever.
5 minutes of it, I couldn't watch it all. But did you watch it all then?
No, I didn't watch it. I've just listened to him talk. His conversation with Marc Maron's quite interesting. It's not him doing one-liners. Because he's not a fucking idiot. I mean, he's quite a clever guy, so it's quite interesting to listen to him talk. But yeah, I'm not keen on his stand-up.
I was going to ask Johnny a question.
Yeah, I actually went and saw it.
Yeah, you saw it. Did he do long bits then?
Well, I chatted to him afterwards in the green room, and he was saying he was trying to do longer bits. And what did I think about the eyes going around? I said, a bit too much, but you've done it now.
It's too late now for that. But did he do longer bits that night, though, when you saw him?
I think so, yeah.
Did he do stories like Romesh did?
I honestly can't remember.
It sounds to me like Marc Maron's called him up on it, and he said, oh, yeah, I'm trying to do longer bits. But he's not. He's just doing what he's always done, jokes. He's a joke man.
There was a few bits where he went on a bit longer, if I recall, but I'd have to watch it again. But I found that now, in interviews, especially when he does interviews in America, he's gone down the Joe Rogan route of, like, comedians are the new gods of the earth.
It's a business.
But they think they're higher life forms, and they're the ones that give the news to people. They need to be free, and it's a different thought form. Although Carr goes on about, he thinks stand-up comedy should be taught in schools because it's good for everyone, but there's only so many people that could rise to the highest echelons like he has.
They did that typical thing today, in that podcast, Maron said, like, I'm working on this new joke. It's Christianity one, whatever. It's the same thing, I've told you about it before. And then Jimmy Carr did there was a couple of times when he laughed, but it wasn't when he said, that's the thing, you're setting yourself up, aren't you, saying, I'm working on this new joke. You shouldn't say that, should you? You should just say the joke, see if they laugh, because you don't build it up, do you? Because it's like, oh, this is a joke, and then they don't laugh. You force them into a situation, but Jimmy Carr obviously didn't find it funny because he didn't laugh. But he did that thing they always do and go, oh, that's hilarious. That's hilarious.
Yeah, but
So, well, why aren't you laughing then?
No, that's hilarious for the plebs.
Yeah. The plebs will lap that up from us gods.
They'll lap that up from us gods.
That is hilarious to them.
I mean, they're once they've got their bits honed down, I mean, that's what they do, their work in progress or their new material bit, and they go and talk to other comedians to get feedback, and then they can rain manna from heaven on the plebeians.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I do find it pretentious when they talk. Yeah, when they're talking about the craft like that and going,
that's really brought the podcast down.
Has it?
I think, yeah. Definitely. So let's talk
bring
about.
Bring it back up. See if you can do it.
I'll bring it back up.
Bring it back up to you.
You're the fluffer of the podcast.
A nostalgic tune. A nostalgic tune for you. But for back the old days. You ready? And it's not AI. I made this one myself. Quiz nights in lockdown. Lou rolls, banana bread and masks. There you go.
What? Sorry, what was that?
It's my nostalgic tune.
Oh, sorry, cool. Yeah,
quiz
do it again.
Quiz night in lockdown, Lou roll banana breads and masks.
Ah, that's a good one, that's good.
Thanks.
I bet when you slowed it down, as you did, yeah, you said
and
that
was
also, too quick.
And also, here's my improv, and you can have a go at this. The guy who does a crack pipe, and this is what he always says. Yeah, that's it. This is the last one. I'm not doing any more after this one. I'm definitely going to knock it on the head.
Yep, that's it. No more. Last stitch for me. Lost sesh of crack anyway.
Oh, that was a good one. I probably won't need to do it anymore.
Yeah. Oh, hang on, 5 minutes later. Oh, actually, no, turns out now.
Tomorrow, I'm getting my life sorted. Chucking this pipe out.
Maybe I won't chuck it quite out. Oh, I'm going to put it fucking down the bottom of the garden anyway, in the back of the behind the shed.
Not getting any more of that till tomorrow night.
Oh, nearly there. Nearly there.
In the garden. Nice. Put a bit of tissue around it just in case I don't want to break it completely, but get that down there.
Nearly there. I think this one's going to be as good as the first time. No, not quite.
Julie, where's my fucking pipe?
Where's my pipe?
Where have you put my fucking pipe?
Has the dog digging up? Has you let the dog dig my pipe up?
He's scrabbling around in the garden. It's the middle of the night. Come back in.
He thought it was a bone.
Julie, I've changed my mind. Get back out on the corner. We need some more money.
So, yeah.
So how long do you reckon it'll be before Mr. Beast starts the purge in real life?
I don't watch Mr. Beast. I've only ever seen one, the Squid Game one.
You've never heard of him,
no? No, I said I don't watch him. I know who he is. He's massive on YouTube.
Yeah,
but I don't think he will be starting the purge.
I have never watched the Mr. Beast.
He's creepy. All right, here's another question.
Because he doesn't need me to.
It's not. Here's another question.
He's got far too much money.
Here's another question about Mr. Beast then, because this is going well. How long before one of Mr. Beast's games ends in a revenge killing? Because he did one the other day where he had 100 boxes, people in Perspex boxes, from the age of 1 to 100. And they had to get rid of each other until there was only one left and they won like $250,000 or pounds or whatever. And a few of them looked like they wanted to kill each other.
How old was the one that got left in the end?
46 or 47,
I think. You watched it, I take it.
Yeah.
It worked on you then, didn't it?
Yeah. I'm not saying. I find it really...
worked on you then.
Well, because I was going to talk about Mr. Beast because he's...
I bet you were. Well, then you were going to talk about Mr. Beast because you watch Mr. Beast. I told you, I don't watch Mr. Beast. You're free to talk about Mr. Beast. Unless you want to talk about video games...
No, I don't want to talk about video games. But because I thought that could lead on, how do you get clicks in modern times? Because he's obviously mastered it. He's mastered how to get people watching him.
Mm. I don't think you should worry about that stuff. I think you should just enjoy doing what you're doing.
And not
as soon as you businessize it, it's like, oh, we need to get this, we need to get that. It's not as fun anymore.
Not think about what people want, not market anything, not promote anything or advertise anything.
Yeah,
I enjoy it.
I think, well, until he's actually released, TikTok, I said, once I release these music videos, then it'll all kick off, I think. No, I just hope they get more views than some of the others.
Because you see those clips, there's loads
YouTube.
Of clips like five minute tips, and they're not. They're just really useless ways of doing things that would probably blow up your house. But they do that to get people to comment, and then they get loads of comments and likes on their reels, and they get paid.
Well, good luck, Charles. I'm not in that business, man.
Well, you are. You're doing a podcast.
Yeah, but I'm just here to chat. Good luck to you boys. If you want to get out there and do any promotion and start doing all your reels and your songs, then...
A lot of time it's thumbnails, isn't it? Catchy thumbnails, just like, aliens invade Earth, whatever,
I think you just have to have a good product that people want to listen to,
yes,
and people want to share, that's solid, that's strong, and has got some good meat to it.
And how do they know?
And good, solid meat product.
Talk about what goes on behind the curtain.
A good, solid, meaty product.
All right, what'd you got?
Like meat.
Do your fucking list.
Here's some meat.
We had an email in this week anyway, so I'll read it to you. Dear Chat Hits the Fan, you guys can sort this one out. Since I moved in with my girlfriend, my self-confidence has been ruined by her son. Every day he makes digs about my appearance, and as hard as I try to ignore it, it's really starting to get me down. I'm 42, my girlfriend is 39, and she has a 17-year-old son from a previous marriage. When she first asked I'd be open to living with her, I was over the moon. But since the day arrived, he's had it in for me. I'm no Adonis, but I do eat healthily and I'm active. He is pretty impressive physically. He's an avid gym goer and constantly obsesses about how much he's lifting or the latest supplement he's taking. At first, he started telling me how good the gym would be for me and said he'd help me shift the pounds. Now he constantly insults me, calling me fatty and chubster and always comments on what I eat. The more I complain, the more he does it. He's making my life miserable and I'm at my wit's end. Any ideas, guys?
Take his advice, you fat cunt. Get yourself out of the gym. Sounds like he's got free personal trainer there. He seems to know his stuff. And then you're poo-pooing his, going like, no, you just said he's in good shape. If you want to get in shape like him, then do what he does. Now, I'm only joking. Kick him in the fucking face, telling you what to do. You're Greg. Old. So it's harder for 40-year-old men.
Greg, that was a WhatsApp from Johnny to me in the week.
I was going to say, I'm not 17. I'm not that mean. I don't...
You didn't say you're going to read it out. That's a bit mean. I don't think you should leave that in. I've been bullied all my life. The reason I don't go to the gym is I get bullied at the gym.
I don't like going to the gym, to be fair. I like to go to the gym before I go to the gym so I don't look so weak when I turn up at the gym.
I
use my home gym before I go to the gym so I look buff as I turn up at the gym. I look pumped as I walk in to the gym.
I took up swimming a few months ago, but I like to go right to the back of the shower so no one can see me swinging my willy around. And I turned around and there was this tall bloke staring at me.
I chlorine in my eyes. It could have been you, to be fair.
Look, his hair was growing back. Greg, do your advert for Bicester Village.
When you think of high fashion, you think of places like London, Paris, Milan, New York, Bicester Village.
You what?
Bicester Village. It's like the other places, but they clean the toilets every half hour, so it's kind of nicer.
Oh, okay.
Bicester Village. High fashion. But without the faffing about in other countries and that. And they clean the toilets every half hour.
What was released on April the 21st, that was a couple of weeks ago now, but close, 1989. Any ideas? 35 years old.
Amstrad telephones.
No, I'll give you a clue. It's chunky, it's grey. It's
Game
rectangle.
Boy.
Yes, the Game Boy.
Oh, computer games.
It's sold out its entire 300,000 initial unit run, and I think it's like the fourth highest selling console of all time.
I think I got one for Christmas in 1990.
35 years old, though. Can you believe that's what happens? Time goes forward and things get older.
Do you remember the little clip on how crap that was? Because the Game Boy was so shit it wasn't backlit. You remember before, but things weren't backlit, so you had to buy a separate... clip-on light magnifier thing. Well,
magnifying glass.
It was a light
with
thing,
light.
But they thought, well, we've got a light there. We may as well stick a magnifying glass on it as well.
That came out later, didn't it?
I mean, it was kind of good for back then. I mean, to look at it now, it'd be like, what the fuck? Well, how did we put up this shit?
Remember the end of the Game Boy, you could get photo stickers. You could print off stickers, and there was that camera.
Yeah.
Digital camera on it.
Yeah.
But I like the aesthetic of the Game Boy is almost like the aesthetic of like the Millennium Falcon, isn't it? It looks like old industrial, but it was brand new.
There was a pair of Nike Air Max BWs that I really wanted to get that were game special. No, they weren't Game Boy. They were special NES ones, but they had NES cut their quality though, because I kind of like grey. I kind of like my monotone shit, like grey, whites and blacks, because you can mix them all together and it's just easy. But obviously you've got a bit of red in there as well. But they look, you know what I mean? To look at them, you'd say that definitely looks like Nintendo, but they don't look shit. You know what I mean? You could wear them. They look like Nintendo, but they don't look shit.
I think the expensive one they keep bringing out, or not keep bringing out, but the ones that stay valuable are the PlayStation Air Force ones.
Oh, right. But what I meant to say, sorry, they look like Nintendo, but they don't look gimmicky. They still look kind of cool as well. That's what I was meant to say.
But didn't that game first came out, was it with Tetris, and you could also get the Mario game, couldn't you?
Mario Land, yeah.
Mario Land, which is probably why Lara Croft is the most iconic character of all time.
I mean, she didn't, exactly. Lara Croft didn't, well, it would have been 10 years in between, wouldn't it? Lara Croft would have been 95, I would have thought, with the PlayStation.
97, was she?
Or 96.
I think it was like a year after. 96.
She never came out on the Game Boy.
96. I think the Sega Saturn was 95. Because that came out before the PlayStation, didn't it? But it just wasn't as good. And then the PlayStation came out, it was like bang.
Yeah, just like the Dreamcast came out before the others.
Yeah, before the
Oh man, good game chat.
Yeah, but I mean, there's 13-year-old boys who listen to this now, so you know.
It's like when Les Dennis was talking about Betamax and VHS. Exactly the same thing, isn't it?
It's like, remember when you were 20 and you thought you were the future. When you were 20 years old, and you thought, I'm the future.
Yeah,
and you were like 21. You thought, yeah. Well, I remember drawing
a picture. Like, I drew a picture of us when we were 16. I drew a picture of us all when we were 24. Like, it's like 8 years. But our faces are completely changed. We're like biker like jackets, massive loads of facial hair. But if you look like you look at a photo of me, age 16 and 24, you'd be hard pushed to tell the difference, you know, whatsoever.
What's that comedy film about the old men on Harley Davidsons?
Oh, Wild Hogs.
Was it like that?
Yeah, we all look like Wild Hogs. And then it turns out 8 years later, we all look exactly the same.
The difference, I suppose, now is 20-year-olds now just think there is no future.
Yeah.
Talking of back in the day, what band do you reckon was better, Beastie Boys or Dog Eat Dog?
That's a hard one, isn't it? I mean, Similar. Who had the most longevity?
I mean, I'd have to go with Dog Eat Dog. I had more bangers, though their live instrumentation had more to it. There was more members of them, you know. They put on a big... No, I'm joking, of course.
Beastie Boys,
obviously. Dog Eat Dog, I only got reminded of them the other day when we were watching BBC Top of the Pops on BBC 4. But I do like watching that. So it was 95. And then, I think it was 95. But that's the year Offspring sort of landed with their first... with Self-Esteem. Because obviously you had Pretty Fly for a white guy, but not many people can remember.
Nor can you.
Because I got no self-esteem.
Which one of those do you sing most when you're on your electric skateboard now?
When I'm on my electric skateboard now.
No, I'm Pretty Fly for a white guy.
I sing both equally. Yeah. I've got no self-esteem and... but I'm pretty fair. It's kind of contradict each other, but... Because the fly white guy seems like he's kind of confident and does have a bit of self-esteem.
Well, there's a song for you to make later on.
Ooh.
Imagine if
Pretty Fly for a guy with no self-esteem.
A professional geo-guesser gets kidnapped and the blindfold slips off for 30 seconds.
Well, he's not going to be able to save himself, is he?
That was my joke, kind of.
Not really.
That's hilarious, but it needs work.
What I said is like, if you they get kidnapped, they get dropped somewhere, and then they just go, right, and then they just go, oh, I'm in the middle of Sahara. But that still wouldn't help them, would it? I know exactly where I am. This is the Sahara Desert, bang in the middle. Okay, little help, anyone?
It's worse than that. I'm in the middle of Antarctica.
I mean, I don't know. Well,
planes are allowed to fly over there because it's the edge of the Earth, isn't it?
Oh, right. Oh, of course, yeah. Fall onto the turtle's back.
It's in Department of Truth, the comic book, where they get to the edge of the Earth like that. They say, teach a man how to make a fire warm for a day.
Do they?
Whoa.
You said that last week.
They say, teach him... No, I didn't finish it last week. They say, teach a man how to make a fire and he'll be warm for a day. Set him alight and he'll be warm for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
Now, somebody told me that was a Frankie Boyle joke, but I couldn't find it. So I don't think it is. I don't know whose joke that is.
It's not yours, but I mean, I preferred your one from last week. It was like, listen to a fire or something.
Right, let's do a big long form. They say you have some of your best ideas before you die. Just before you die, you have some of the best ideas you've ever had.
That's unfortunate, isn't it?
And the other day, I had a cracking idea.
There's no one to prove you wrong, is there, on your deathbed?
And I thought, I'm dying. But no, I'm here to live another day. So I thought we should do your best solicitor and defence and prosecution in a court of law. And the case is shoplifting.
So what does that have to do with anything that you just said before?
Don't worry about it. Just go with it. I'm going in 10 minutes.
Nothing at all. I'm going in 10 minutes. Right, okay. Oh, you got 10 minutes left. We ain't got time for this then. This is a long one. So we'll do it another day. Let's talk about some recommendations, shall we?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you like.
Right, let's do what we were going to do this week, where me and Greg have got a recommendation for you, Johnny, but what we want to do is we both saw we saw a film separately, the same film this week, and it's called Late Night with the Devil. So we both want to do you a quick review, and you've got to decide who you thinks is the best review.
Yeah.
Because Greg was going, oh, Barry's not quick enough. He doesn't say enough about the films. Then Greg
that was a good voice.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
He doesn't tell you enough. And then he goes,
that's your
the actor in this film was, and he was in, but no, I think he was in the actor. And then this happened. Oh, this bit is really good. And this bit ruins the half of the film. And then this bit, and he goes into space. But
if I sound like that, then you sound like this.
That's you.
Are you in the Sigmund Freud film as well now?
Yeah. You got the part, kid. Sorry, Barry. You're out of here.
Come on, don't take the piss.
You're out of here, Barry.
So, Late Night with the Devil. Who do you want to go first? You choose, Johnny.
Think of a number between 1 and 10.
4.
Greg?
9.
Yeah, it's Greg.
Okay, you go first, Greg.
Excellent.
No problem. You know it'll probably be longer than me, but remember what you've heard from both of us.
Yeah, I know, but he knows I've only got 10 minutes, so he's going to do 9 minutes, 45 seconds. You'll get your 2 sentences in.
You will let me go, though. You're not just going to go, I've heard enough. I'll think I'll watch it now. You've got to let me do mine.
You've given me an idea.
And you've got to remember, wait a minute, before you start, Greg, it's going to be based on this. You've got to think, has that person ruined too much of the film? Or has it given me a good understanding of the film? Does it make me want to watch
the
film?
You want me to review your reviews?
Yeah, you're reviewing our review.
I will do that for you.
Thank you.
Let me start by saying, it's delightfully dark.
No, you can't read other people's
Late
reviews.
Late Night with the Devil.
No, what? I don't think that's fair.
Late Night with the Devil.
You can't put your phone down, Greg.
Yeah, but I haven't prepared one.
Nor have I. I haven't prepared one. I'm putting my phone down.
Okay. It's good. It's kind of like a found footage.
Right, you're starting.
It's in the mould of like a found footage
film. Put your phone down,
film.
Please, Greg. I don't trust you.
Well, I'm looking at you, cunt. How can I read my phone and fucking talk with my eyes looking at yours at the same time, you silly, weird cunt?
I don't know.
Go put some proper clothes on.
This is his review.
Go put some proper clothes on. Greg's going
put some proper clothes on.
I'm naked. I like being naked when we do a podcast. I'm sorry.
Freak.
Is it really going to end like this?
So do you want my review now?
No. That's my review of Late Night with the Devil. It's like a found footage thing. It's got David Dasmalchian, who you may recognise. He's got a very recognisable face. You'll have seen him crop up in a small role in The Dark Knight.
Oh, wait a minute, should we be timed? Do you reckon we should have a timer?
Well, I know.
As well?
Oh, maybe we should interrupt each other. Yeah.
No, I promise. I won't interrupt you again.
Work?
But if you're leaving in 9 minutes, we should have like maybe a timer.
I don't care if he's leaving in 9 minutes. I'll keep telling my review.
You've got to say when you've heard enough, okay, from each of us.
All right, Barry.
Johnny gets final say.
Barry, so basically you're admitting that I've won because I've already going into more detail by naming an actor for starters, but you don't
my
know
lips are sealed now.
Anyway, stars David Dasmalchian. You recognise him, he's a very recognisable guy. You probably recognise his cover. Well, actually, you can't. In the cover of the film, it's his head's on fire, so you wouldn't. Anyway, you'll recognise him, but he's in Ant-Man, you know, he's one of the people who breaking in the burglar guys with Michael Peña. Anyway, he's been in Nolan film, he's in Oppenheimer, he plays quite a significant role in Oppenheimer. Anyway, this is his, and actually he's worked with Denis Villeneuve and Christopher. Anyway, it's his first lead starring role. He's playing a late night chat show host, a late night 70s chat show host, and the whole film's done in like a found footage style, but there's scenes where it goes to black and white where it's meant to be sort of behind the scenes. It's sort of a shaky handheld cam, but the rest of it's done as what's actually happened on the night, how the TV filmed it. And it's a bit of a slow burn. You know that something's going to happen. Late Night with the Devil. You know it's a horror film. If you're like us, then you've read about it. I knew roughly what was going to happen anyway. But I don't want to ruin that, which Barry may well do, of course, with his review. But it's basically a guy. They're doing a Halloween special, and there's various people coming on. There's a guy, like a guy comes on, like a who's meant to be like a you know a cold reader or whatever. Comes in to talk to people, some stuff like that, and you know, and then there's a guy debunking everything on there. That's not a plot. That's just saying the setup. I'm not telling you exactly blow by blow what happens there, stuff like that. And then shit starts happening. I won't give too much away whether there's actually any supernatural stuff going on or not. But I will say it's kind of a slow burner, but the tension builds very well, and you're like, and then when it does kick off or not. Or when the payoff is, when something does finally happen, it's worth it. It's okay. Good.
Great.
And the performance is good. I particularly like the guy who played the skeptic guy. I can't remember what he was called. But David Dasmalchian. Let's not forget the name David Dasmalchian, whose first leading role.
Okay, great.
I don't know who directed it. I didn't look all that up and who wrote it and directed it. But
oh, that's great. We'll listen to yours. I just hope that women at home know what found footage is. Now your turn.
So I want you to remember everything you heard from that last review.
I remember every single. I'll probably repeat it back.
Okay, it's a film on Shudder called Late Night with the Devil. It's set in 1977, and it's in the vein of like one of those late night chat shows, like Johnny Carson. And the guy's like a rival to Johnny Carson. He's not doing very well. He's failing in the ratings. So he pulls off like a big Halloween extravaganza. The footage has been never shown before and it's been lost since 1977. And then you get to see it. That's all you need to know.
Oh, that sounds good.
Okay, well, that's kind of... I'm glad... It's kind of nice that he added the little Johnny Carson bit in there. Had I added the Johnny Carson bit in there, then that would have been the perfect review. I think the mixture of both our reviews is quite good.
Can I say one more thing?
Go on.
You know the main actor he told you was in it? Have you got any picture of him in your head still yet?
I think
not?
His head's on fire.
Do you want me to help you picture the actor?
Yeah.
He's in Suicide Squad as the polka dot man.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He plays that guy,
I know,
as well.
And help?
Yeah,
no problem, man.
Brilliant, I can picture him.
David Dasmalchian, yeah.
Yeah.
He's the guy in Ant-Man as well. And the Christopher Nolan films. And Oppenheimer. Shut the fuck sake, polka dot man.
I should have said polka dot man. Judge whose was the best.
I don't want to. I feel bad because you've obviously both put a lot of effort and a lot of thought and a lot of emotion and feeling into it. I think it would be maybe a fun thing if we get maybe the listeners to message us or they can or comment who they thought won. Maybe do a vote.
Maybe. So are we going to call it a day for this week then and say goodbye to everyone? I'm looking at the thing. We've got loads more, but we've got loads of time. We're going to be here forever and he's got to go. And it's good for everyone to have a break for a couple of weeks and then we'll be fresh with loads of seances, loads of chat shows. The Karchers will be back. Remember the Karchers?
Oh, yeah,
they're coming back from abroad. Everything's going to be back. And we're going to be on stage doing a live tour. Oh, please,
oh,
man.
God, yes.
Thank you, everyone, for... I'm just going to say, Messy Cramps in 10 Days. And if this is the last episode we ever do, promise you it's not. We will be back. Thank you, everyone, for listening so far. We love doing it. We hope you love listening to it. I just want to say it's been great. If anything happens during the flight or we don't...
What the fuck's wrong with you, man?
Greg, good
Stop
man.
Stop slapping your knee as well. Sorry. Fucking weirdo.
Yeah, I'm Ben. Bye.
And then slap, and then I'll do this, and then slap my knee, and then yeehaw, woohoo!
Like I always say, go to heaven for the climate and go to hell for the company. See you in a couple of weeks.
And now the end is here, and we have said our final podcast thing for this week. To 10 days. Goodbye.
Shove, shove, shove. It's Greg from the future. Shove, shove, shove. He's back again. Shove, shove, shove. It's Greg from the future. Shove, shove, shove. He's your best friend.
Greetings, fellow time travelers, and a shove, shove, shove to you all. It is Sunday night. It's 11:09. And I'm going on holiday tomorrow. So let's make this quick. I haven't really packed it properly yet. I think I've got things washed, but I need to still pack some stuff. But I've got a bit of time in the morning, so that's all good. Right, we'll make this a quick one. No waffly bollocks today. Okay, first of all, it's all Greek to me. So the origin of that, like the origin of most phrases and lots of weird words, is of course Shakespeare. This expression was coined by Shakespeare, who used it literally in Julius Caesar, where Casca says of a speech by Seneca, deliberately given in Greek so that some would not understand it, for mine own, this is the quote from Julius Caesar, for mine own part, it was Greek to me. And that was soon transferred to anything unintelligible. So it had nothing to do with the fact that Greek as a language is not related to other languages. My version was a bit cleverer. I didn't realise it was just literally just a line in a play. Okay, so that's where that comes from. And Rachel Riley. Rachel Riley first appeared. So, because I said about Richard Whiteley talking to Rachel and that wasn't possible. Richard Whiteley, I mean, they may have met before she started But yeah, he died in 2005 and she started in 2009. Of course, Des Lynham took over from him, of course. So I don't know whether Des Lynham met Rachel Riley or whether it might have been Jeff Stenning or something who was first. Anyway, I didn't look that far into it. But yeah, she started in 2009 and she started doing 8 out of 10 Cats Does Countdown in 2012. So she has known, yeah, so she's been doing that for 10, 11 years now. So yeah, so I suppose she does know Jimmy quite well. And she's only known Colin Murray about 6 months, I think, doing Countdown or thereabouts. So yeah, it's understandable that she's going to probably be a bit more friendly with Jimmy. So maybe get a couple more years under your belt, Colin, and then start asking her questions about friendship. Yeah, that's it. I'll see you when I get back off holiday. That'll do. A toodaloo. Skip doo da doo 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 da da. Skip doo da doo 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 da da. Skip da doo 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 da da. Skip da 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 doo 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 da. Everyone in the world has got a podcast. We started one just to make our friends laugh. I often wonder if we're on the right path. Now there's so many, it all seems a bit daft. Got a big neck, get yourself a big scarf. Your podcast stinks, go run yourself a big bath. We put this out just to make our friends laugh. Now everyone in the world has got a podcast. Everyone in the world has got a podcast. We started one just to make our friends laugh. I often wonder if we're on the right path. Now there's so many, it all seems a bit daft. Got a big neck, get yourself a big scarf. Your podcast stinks, go run yourself a big bath. We put this out just to make our friends laugh. Now everyone in the world has got a podcast. Skip da do 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 da da. Skip da do 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 da da. Skip da do 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 da da. Skip da 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 do 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 da. Skip da do 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 da da. Skip da do 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 da. Skip da do 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 da da. Skip da 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 do 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 da 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 da.